welcome everyone to another.
I don't have a word this week.
We don't have a word this week edition of the Hour Bomb.
Okay, there we go. All right.
I fucking forgot. Sorry.
Good job. Hey, did you like the new opening?
Yeah,
I did.
Actually,
I was so entranced I couldn't think of a word.
That's what it is.
All right. Entranced.
A dumbfounded edition of the Hour Bomb.
Dumbfounded edition of the Hour Bomb. That's right. I am your host, the intellectual savior of this network, the illustrious.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What?
I said, oh, for fuck's sake.
Why?
Because there's nothing intellectual about you.
Oh.
You know what? Just for that? Yes, now I am officially your intellectual savior of the network. The illustrious Jason Hubbard, 2013 TWR Personality of the Year.
Ooh.
Let's let that sit in for a minute.
Ooh.
Joined, as always, not in person, though, however, but via Skype.
The big bad booty daddy!
Try the big A, the Adrian Masters here, the real voice of reason on this show.
Oh, fuck, whatever. And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
You know, I was expecting to hear a lot of that towards him last night, but we didn't hear it.
I know, it was strange.
It was. So how the hell you guys been?
You know, I'm okay.
I would have to say I'm not too bad either.
I had a nice day of not having to drive around to Festus, so, you know.
No, where'd you have to drive to instead?
Fucking Bourbon, Missouri.
And was that better than driving to Festus?
Well,
no.
I mean, the free food was worth it.
You get free food every time you're over here, asshole.
Yeah, but it was fried chicken and barbecue and deviled eggs, and, you know, it was good food.
It sounds it.
You know, bring more stuff and we can have that.
You know, it shouldn't be on me to be the breadwinner for everybody.
Excuse me?
It shouldn't be on me to be the breadwinner for our happy family here, all right?
You know, who cooked at your house on Friday night, asshole?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Who didn't know how to work the grill?
We might have the technical difficulties here.
Yeah. Chode. Anyway, I can't argue. I've had a pretty decent last couple of days.
Yeah.
Attempted to go swimming Friday.
Yep. How was that?
It was cold.
Yeah, nice. It was kind of cold.
Yeah, so swimming didn't really happen on Friday.
Okay.
I got in up to my ankles. That's about it. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, anyway. I worked.
I braved it into my up to my chest, but that was about it.
Man, my wife, your girlfriend, and my son just jumped right in that water. They're like, oh, it's not bad when you get in. It's like, yeah, it's the whole, you got to convince me to get in is what ain't going to happen. I got my feet in there. I'm like, I'm good. Really am.
Hmm.
It beats working on the weekend, though.
Yeah. Fuck you.
True that, yo.
Yeah. Well, I can't say much. I start my new job tomorrow, so I'll probably end up working on weekends now.
Yep.
Not every weekend, probably, but, you know.
You'll get better hours than Heath.
Yes, you would.
Hopefully. You would think so.
Yeah. I don't know what their hours at that place are.
I don't either. So we'll find out. Find out tomorrow, I guess.
I'll look it up while we're talking here. Which store is it? Yeah, no, I know which one you're talking about. Never mind.
Okay, good. So anyway, we have a special birthday wish to hand out first.
Oh, we do?
Yes,
we do.
Yes, it is Oklahoma Jones' birthday. Mark Jones.
Hey, Mark Jones.
Loyal TWR listener. So I called him my good buddy Hulk Hogan today.
All right.
He was in the middle of eating lunch, but he stopped with a nice little chit-chat and everything. And I told him, I'm like, hey, Hogan, we've got a listener, Loyal, TWR and Loyal. Whose birthday is today? He's like, let me tell you something, brother. Are you ready to record this call? Because I got something special for him. I'm like, oh, what is it, Hogan? So, Mark Jones, this is a personalized greeting from the Hulkster to you.
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
There you go.
All right. Good of the Hogan to do that.
Yes. You know, it sounds the same every time he does it. It's personalized, I swear. I call him every time. Every day.
He's just that good.
We get him on the horn all the time.
Yeah,
he's a professional. What do you expect? You know
exactly. That's why you get paid. That's why he gets paid the big bucks, unlike us.
We don't get paid jack.
I know
exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Well?
Yeah, looking at the chat room. Holy cow.
I think Katie Vick's more active than this chat room is tonight.
It is pretty slow tonight, yeah.
I would have thought we'd have more people in there with us doing our Ring of Honor.
Oh, I know, and with the bet.
Maybe that's the problem.
Oh. Hey, we had 16 you know what? People vote on that sign.
You know what? It was better than TNA.
Yeah. We went to a TNA show a few years ago, and this was much better. Yes, I will agree with that.
Oh, God, we did. I forgot about that. At the Family Arena.
Uh-huh. Wait. I didn't go, but yeah.
No, it was me, Adrian, and Miller.
Yeah. Are you at the store next to the Emo's Pizza, Jason?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
That's going to be very dangerous, too.
I found your store on Google Maps. I'm looking at it right now. It's...
Yeah, that's a very dangerous location for me, being right next to Nemo's Pizza. And for those of you that are going to listen on download, because no one's listening to us right now.
Yeah. What's that? That's true. We got Hooks in the chat.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Ball Cup to Hooks.
Yeah, there you
go. And then you got me, and that's about it.
Yep. Ball Cup to you, too, since you're not here.
Oh, okay. There you go. So, for those of you who don't know what Emo's Pizza is, it is a local St. Louis pizza joint, and it is by far the best pizza in the fucking world.
Well, it's pretty good. I'm not going to say it's the best in the world.
That's to you, Adrian.
I'm sorry. It's the best thin crust pizza in the world.
There you go. Yes. Best thin crust pizza ever.
It's the best pizza I've ever had.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I love the deep dish pizzas in Chicago. They're just better.
Why don't you just fucking buy a Cubs jersey, you son of a bitch?
Well, I could buy a Blackhawks jersey and root for a winner, I guess.
That is very true.
At least they've won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can go to games and hang out with CM Punk.
You could.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, where else are we going with this here right now?
I got nothing else. So, here's how the show works. I've got 1 hour. That's 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home to get through a whole list of shit. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to derail me and get me off topic. They're usually pretty good at that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
more so on Adrian's part.
Yeah, but Adrian's not here, so...
You know, Jason, you usually win when I Skype in. I notice that. It happens more often.
I know. We got kind of a light show. But I figure we're going to take up a lot of time talking about Ring of Honor.
That's true. Which means we're probably going to be our worst downloaded podcast ever. But we'll take it once.
I don't know. I mean, there's been a couple times that might have been a lot less. Like the times I actually had a shit-free show.
No, yeah, that's true.
Actually, last week's show was pretty bad. I was looking at the numbers. Didn't do so hot. I'm not really sure why.
I don't know. What was our...
That was the one where they were talking about rape and everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that is very possible then.
Well, but I find it that every time we have Jake on, it just seems to go downhill and escalate quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of does, actually. Or Kyle. No, we usually make fun of Kyle the whole time.
Yeah. So anyway.
I was going somewhere else. I had something else I was going to do, but I don't fucking remember.
You were explaining how the show works.
Yes.
All right, good enough. Anyway. Well, Heath, you got anything else?
Nope, I'm pretty good.
Do you have anything
I'm actually
else?
Doing this show without wearing pants right now.
That is awesome. Are you in the leather chair?
No.
No, so your balls aren't going to stick when you stand up?
No.
Because if you're ever sitting on a leather chair with no pants on, your balls stick, you get up, it's kind of like...
And there goes our one listener.
Anyway, so I guess, without any further ado, start that timer. You know, I've never heard this theme, so we're going to listen to this theme together, shall we?
All right, okay. All right. Let's do it.
This is the Ring of Honor theme. Or at least that's what it said online.
Thank you.
That's a too bad of a theme, actually. I kind of dig that.
And Hooks is out now.
Yeah, it's because we started talking about Ring of Honor.
I'm sorry.
So anyway, so finally went to a Ring of Honor show last night.
Yep.
None of us have been before.
Yeah, it's the first time we've been to any kind of real wrestling show in a few years.
And I will have to say, I went in, I don't know about you guys, but I went in thinking it was just not going to be good.
Ditto.
Okay.
I went in optimistic because I've seen a few Ring of Honor matches, and I was optimistic that it could be pretty good, but I was cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I tried to watch Ring of Honor, but I can't get over the production quality. So there's where I have my issue. So I'm like, man, I don't know how well this is really going to be. I don't know how good it's going to be in person. Let me tell you, walked in. First off, there was no real advertising at the building. However, not really their fault, more the Gateway Center's fault.
Yes.
So, okay. We walk in. I don't know. What time was it we got there? About 6?
I would say about that.
Yeah, it was about 6 o'clock.
And we're driving around trying to figure out where the hell we're supposed to go. And we, finally like, fuck it. Let's go back around the front. We'll go in and find out what's going on.
Yeah.
Finally see a sign saying Ring of Honor this way. Mind
only
you,
because of the fact we went the opposite direction that we came in.
Yeah. So there was like 4 different wedding receptions and a baby shower going on in this place.
Yeah.
Hi, I would like to book my wedding reception here. Okay, that's fine. By the way, there's going to be a big fucking wrestling show going on right next door. Is that okay with you?
Apparently so.
I mean, they had to have not told them what was going on.
Well, I mean, the wrestling shows and stuff like that, they're usually announced like 6 or 7 months in advance.
I'm just saying, though, you don't know. Or they could have booked the wedding reception first and the Ring of Honor got in there. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
So, Lord only knows how that one turned out.
Yeah, I know.
So, we get there and I walk up to the little guy sitting at the table to sell tickets because we needed to buy tickets. And it wasn't marked exactly what it was. So, I'm like, I think I need to get tickets here. I don't know. So, I walk up and he's like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to start selling tickets at 6:30. Really? I just can't hand you my $20 and you can't hand me a ticket now? It's not like I want a special seat. I want a $20 ticket. Give me my goddamn ticket.
Yeah, just general admission.
You know? So, of course, I made a sit around until 6:30. He had to go double check at 6:30 to make sure he was clear to open. I didn't tell you guys that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, I got to make sure I can open.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Good job micromanaging, Sinclair. Anyway, so we get our tickets and we walk in. And in the corner of the room is a little table. Couple little tables put together. That was their merchandise counter.
Yes.
It was very easily missed.
Oh, yes.
And
basically, for the only way we would have known is, there were actually a few people hanging around there.
Yeah.
Trying to get stuff.
So we get...
As the place filled up, that table got more and more surrounded, though.
Yeah.
True.
We were pretty early. We were, within the first 30 people to go walk in there?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So we go in there. And it's not very, what's the word I'm looking for here? Organized.
Yeah.
Now we have general
especially
mission.
Considering as far as, like, okay, what sections? Each section?
Yeah, so if you paid extra, which, thank God I didn't, but if you paid extra, you were given an actual seat. A row number, a section number, all that stuff. Problem was the people that were letting people in had no clue what the fuck sections were what.
Yes.
So that was kind of funny. I'm looking for section C. I don't know where that is. But you see that grizzly-looking security guy over there? This is what I heard from the ticket taker. If you look at that grizzly-looking guy over there, he'll tell you which sections are what.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not holding my breath right now. This is going to be a very good show. All right.
Now, with all that said in mind, as it got closer to bell time, I mean, I did the math on this, Chase. Now, the regular seats sold out, though, for this event, right? Like, the reserve seats?
Not all of them. I know that the most expensive one, the $60 ringside seats did.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, we were, what, fifth row?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we sat in the fifth row.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
We got there early enough where we set in the first row of general admission.
And we were actually, they filmed this thing, so we were actually opposite the hard camera. So you'll probably see us on TV.
Or, yeah, there's certain segments from the show they're going to put on TV, so you can keep an eye out for his signs.
Yes. Anyway, so what were you saying, Adrian?
I did the math on what I figured for attendance. I would say there was probably close to 650 people in there.
There was not 650 people in there.
Well, hear me out on this, Jason.
There was like 400 people there.
Jason, if the first four rows were mostly full, there was 20 seats in each of those rows. There was probably about 280 people in just those seats. And then the rows behind everybody were fairly full, and then they had more seats for more people to sit down.
There wasn't 600 people. There wasn't that many people.
There was between 500 and 600 people in there, I guarantee it.
Which was more than what TNA had at the brawl, that ball.
Yeah, their live event
which
on Friday.
Which was way more than TNA had at that ball.
Their live event, they drew, what, less than 300 people?
Yes.
On Friday? Yeah, that's funny as hell. Anyway.
Good job, TNA.
So we, you know, and I'm looking, and they've got the lights in the actual room up, like the house lights up and all that. And then, you know, shortly before the dark match, they turn the house lights off, and it's really fucking dark in there. I understand why the production quality sucks, because they don't know how to light the area. It would have looked better if they just would have left the fucking house lights on.
Yeah, definitely. It would have been a lot easier to see everything going on.
Yeah. So, their lighting, their spotlight guy was just a dude on a scaffolding, and that's all his job was all night, was to flip the switch on when they came out and flip the switch off.
Yeah.
That's it. I want that guy's job.
Well, I don't know how much would he get paid, though.
Honestly, they'd probably find a local volunteer guy to just do it, and you get to watch the show for free.
Probably. Hey, you see that curtain there? Yeah. When someone walks through it? Yeah. Flip the switch on. Okay. And then when they're free of the curtain, switch the light off. Okay, now what do I do again? When do I turn it on?
The guy probably got, it was probably like he got merchandise and stuff for free.
He was, honestly, he's probably part of the ring crew that, you know, breaks down the ring and all that. That's probably what he is.
True.
Anyway, so, and their entranceway was kind of a joke. They actually finished putting it together after we got there, after the doors opened.
I know.
I don't know if you guys saw that or not.
I did.
It was kind of funny. So anyway.
Not to mention it was a very, very short walkway from the curtain to the ring.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean, it's not like a big budget promotion, so I don't expect it. I mean,
they could have put one row of general admission there.
That would have been nice, yeah.
Yeah, but instead they didn't. Now, the other reason we wanted to go is because we all go to the conventions in this convention center.
Yes.
And I've been basically every inch of this convention center, front of the house and back of the house. So I'm like, all right, I really want to see how they got this set up. It was pretty much like we imagined. It was just a ring in the middle of this big-ass fucking room.
Yep.
Other than that, you can tell there's Ring of Honor anywhere in the building. It's kind of, you know, again, if I was having my wedding or wedding reception there, I wouldn't want wrestlers all around me or it advertised. However, I think some of these people might have freaked out. Because I saw a couple guys from the wedding parties looking at us like, what the fuck is going on?
Really?
Yeah.
I missed it.
We actually...
Damn.
There were two guys from one of the weddings. As I was coming in, I think when I was waiting for Dan and Sean and Classic, when we were walking in, they were they actually walked in line for the concession stand to get some chips.
Yeah, I saw those guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was all of us when we walked
okay,
in.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I know who you're talking about now.
All right, so that was kind of funny. Anyway, so I would like to tell you who all wrestled, but I couldn't hear. The sound quality was terrible.
Yeah, I think the only people that probably could have actually heard were those actually pretty close to the speakers.
I think so, because we weren't that far away, but I couldn't make anything out. It kind of sounded like... It kind of sounded like... I think it sounded a lot like that.
Yes.
However, I just want to say, that's about all the negatives I have about the show.
Yeah, whenever the actual wrestling started, that was when all the negatives stopped.
Well, no. I'll even stop you right there. When the ring announcer came out, that's where the negative stopped.
That ring announcer was smoking hot.
That was well worth my $20 right there. Because
the view that
she
we
was
had.
Facing the hard camera, we were behind her. Guess what we were staring at all night?
Very nice ass.
We had some hard cameras going on too, if you know what I mean. So
I'm going to put an image of her up in the chat for people.
Oh, she's a two-time Classic Angel, from what I understand.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, and I can tell you, we aren't the only ones that had the audio issues that couldn't make anyone out or knew who half these guys were. Because our opening match, I found out, was between a guy from St. Louis named Danny Adams versus a guy from Chicago, Paco Gonzalez.
Oh, the guy's name is Paco? I thought it was Red Trunks.
Well, that's what we started chanting.
Damn, that's her?
Yeah, that's the ring announcer, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's... You know what? If you go to the TWR website, click on Classics Angels. The one he showed me last night was number 50.
Yes. Number 50, okay. She was
number Classics 50. Angels number
Remember
50.
Remember that, everybody. Check it out. There number 50, Classics Angels.
There was some smoking hot.
Good God. Yeah. She needs less of that shirt.
Yeah, yes, she does. Anyway, I'd like to. Hook says I'd like to give her something I call a dirty Fozzie. Don't really want to know what that is.
So no, I don't.
You're on your own there, buddy. Anyway, so yes, we were chanting. This was their dark match: Danny Adams against Paco Gonzalez. Now, it's from the movie Ted. I've seen that movie. I don't remember.
I've never even seen Ted, so. He doesn't even really know what it is either.
Holy shit. Damn.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Thanks, Damien Sandow.
Wow. Anyway.
Ugh.
So we were chanting for the guys. Paco Gonzalez was Red Trunks. Let's go, Red Trunks. And then the other guy on the back of his trunks had a D and an A. So we were calling him Da. And so we were like, da, 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 da. However, on the other side of the ring, they were chanting D-A.
I know.
So I thought it was Da. See, come to find out, he was really supposed to have Dan written on the back of his trunks, but he didn't have the money to do it. But after last night's payoff, he's put the N on his trunks.
Oh, okay.
So it actually says Dan right
All
now.
All right, cool.
And in a couple more months, when he wrestles some more, he's going to put the other N and the Y on there.
Oh, okay.
So his ass is going to say Danny.
Danny, okay.
Yeah.
That makes much more sense.
This match was actually... In my opinion, the worst one of the night.
And it wasn't even that bad.
Yeah, it definitely was. As far as all the matches, yeah, definitely the worst one.
Yeah. So, Danny Adams defeated Paco Gonzalez. So,
yes.
I have no clue who the guys are. Oh, real quick. So, Jason Heath had to pay up on his bet.
Yes, okay. I did.
And we were talking Friday night about what sign we wanted to make. So, we put it out for a vote. And the sign that won... was I'll like you better when you get to NXT. So Saturday, when me and Adrian were dodging tornadoes, because I kid you not, I get up to Adrian's house, and like I'm there for what, a half hour, and then the tornado sirens go off, and there's some rotating clouds going on, and I'm like, oh shit, if a tornado drops, it's going to drop right there, and it was fun, let me tell you. Anyway, another link. Ooh. Oh yeah, I saw that one last night too.
Mm-mm-mm.
Jesus Christ.
Look at those ruffles.
Anyway, we were talking Friday night about making a double-sided sign. The problem was the bleed-through, so you actually had to take two signs, even though we only agreed to one.
Which, now, that is quite all right.
Because you like the other one. What do the other signs say?
Batista does it better.
Yes. Holy shit. Jesus Christ, Adrian, where are you finding these? Oh, you're finding them from Classics Angels.
No, I'm on Google.
Oh, well, that last one where she's in the lingerie is from Classics Angels.
Well, I'm assuming Classic knows how to use Google.
Well, no, the web link goes to Classics
TWR Network. Yeah.
Goes to our website.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't even realize that. I just pulled stuff off Google.
Yeah. Hooks, I might have to leave for the show for a few minutes. Don't, you're our only listener, and then so three of us are doing nothing. Anyway, so... Yes, Batista does it better, and I like you better when you get to NXT.
So the idea of it was, as far as the Batista does it better, is kind of had to slightly amend it through the show, is that any time that one of the wrestlers did his signature moves, which three were they?
It was either a powerbomb, a spear, or a spinebuster.
Yes. Then I would, of course, bring up the sign. The other one is as far as the really, really good ones of ROH deserve to have that sign showing up there.
Oh, the I Like You Better and Get
Yes.
Yes. So,
however, there was one exception we made to the Batista one, and
it was when
it was going to be a little bit.
Yeah, so we'll get on to
we'll
that.
We'll get to that one.
All right. So then our next matchup was Ethan Gabriel Owens, who I shit you not. No, that wasn't the guy. Defeated Zizou Mido. I don't know.
What?
One of the guys looked like Justin Gabriel. I kid you not.
Okay.
And he had a South American flag.
With the rat tail.
Yes, he had a rat tail.
God.
It was the other guy, wasn't it? The one. Yeah, the all ego. The dude that did the fucking like thing yeah. with his hands. It was gay.
All ego, yeah.
Yeah. Ethan Gabriel beat the Zizou Mido, or whatever the fuck the guy's name is. Decent match.
Yes. Yes, it was. You know.
It wasn't too bad. It was okay.
Yeah.
It was better than the first one. Yeah. So, I mean, it really helped out a lot, you know. It's like, okay, now we're really warming up into the ROH.
Yes. Next match was Tadarius Thomas with Jimmy Jacobs against Cedric Alexander.
That match was all right, too.
Yeah, it was. Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't the Tadarius Thomas guy the guy from Decade?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So, good solid match, again.
Mm-hmm.
And for us not knowing who the hell these people were or not knowing storylines, it was still good. You know, just we watched wrestling and all that.
Yeah, definitely.
Cedric Alexander won that match, and then... Caprice Coleman, who this dude stole Edge's ring attire.
Yes, he did.
Beat BJ Whitmer, whoever the hell that guy was. I don't remember. And then this is why I know part of last night's show was going to be on TV. We had Jay Lethal come out with
Truth Martini.
Truth Martini and some chick with some awesome looking fucking... Oh, God. I would
nice thunder thighs.
Oh, God. Anyway, so they come out, and he's like, I'm the greatest Ring of Honor TV champion ever, blah, blah, blah. And he wanted to call out his opponent, the Romantic Touch. Now, this guy was a fucking joke. And they were explaining the storyline behind this guy, that this guy used to be from Scum and blah, 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 blah. Nah, I don't know. Anyway, so Dan and Classic were talking. What do you think? Because it's a house show, they'll lift up his mask for a second so we can see who it is. And we're like, yeah, probably, you know. And I also learned something shocking last night. Did you guys know that Hulk Hogan was Mr. America?
I did not know that.
We found that out last night.
Really? Huh.
Are you fucking serious, Heath?
Yeah. Just kidding.
Okay, I was hoping so. I'm like, Mr. America was blatant.
I know.
You scare me sometimes, Heath. Anyway, so this match was good. You know, Jay Lethal sent Truth Martini and What's Her Name Away. Put some links of that chick up there.
Yeah, if you can find her. Good yeah. God.
Anyway, and I sent him away, oh, it's just going to be an easy night and blah, blah, blah. Well, this guy ripped off Jay Lethal's clothes, and I'm pretty sure we saw Little Machismo hanging out at one point in time.
I'm glad I didn't see it.
He was not, I'm kidding, he was wearing street clothes, and they got ripped to shreds, and it was literally Jay Lethal.
In his skivvies.
Yeah, in his skivvies, wrestling this guy that was doing all kinds of sexual grinding and just... We were chanting, "This is awkward," and "Please don't do that," and just all kinds of weird shit. It was kind of disturbing.
Yeah.
So anyway, close to the end of the match, Jay Lethal unmasked this guy, and apparently it was Matt Taven. Yes, Matt Taven, who Jay Lethal has been feuding with. So he got the upper hand on him. So you know, they're doing angles, they're doing storylines. It's going to be on TV. Good match. It was nice seeing Jay Lethal. I like Jay Lethal on TNA. He was fun to watch.
I liked his manager, Truth Martini. That guy was pretty cool.
He did seem that way.
The Book of Truth.
I liked what's her name? What the fuck was her name, Adrian?
I don't remember.
Oh boy, here we go.
Let's see if we can find her here. Wait. No, that's not what I want.
Say what?
Hang on, give me a minute here.
Ringofhonorwrestling.com.
I already looked there. I couldn't find her on there either.
They had a card listed the other night. Ring of Honor Wrestling. What the? How the hell is that not right?
It's ROH Wrestling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There we go. Hopefully that's better. Anyway.
Yay! The actual website.
Are you serious? It didn't have her up there?
I didn't see her up there. I've been trying to find pictures of her, though, so.
Well, their website's up to date.
Truth Martini. That's the guy, though.
I knew that.
He's a self-professed life intervention expert.
Wow.
I'm sorry, what?
He's a self-professed life intervention expert, so he helps people get their lives in order.
Oh, okay. Did you know that if you went to their website, Scarlett Bordeaux, no, that was the ring announcer, wasn't it?
Yes.
Shit, okay. Do you know if you went to their website, it'd give you a little bit of a background on these matches?
No, I didn't realize that.
I had no fucking clue. That would have been awesome last night.
They're actually trying to help people out now.
Wow. That's awesome. Anyway, so we'll have to find her later because I have no clue. Who the hell's Tamaki? So,
that's the guy that fought
Adam
Cole.
That's the guy that fought Adam Cole. That's right. Anyway, so let's see. What happens if we click on roster here?
I didn't see her on there, so I have no idea.
God damn it.
I can't remember what her name was.
It wasn't Veda Scott. I have no clue who the hell she was.
No, we'll find out. I'll find out this week, and I'll ask Jake on the niche, and we'll get back to it.
All right, that's fine. Anyway, so... Hey! Guess who's in the chat room?
Papa it's Malaka. Greg Papalopagus.
Greg Stuffalopagus.
Yeah, balk up to you, buddy.
All right, so anyway. Greg, maybe you'll know. There was this chick that came out with Jay Lethal...
And Truth Martini. And we don't know who it is.
And she has some nice fucking thighs and some big old tits. Brunette, little bit of a shaved head. What the fuck is her name? Please tell me you know who I'm talking about. All right, so we're going to move on. Michael Elgin and Michael Bennett.
With Maria.
So we decided that, Dan told us that when Michael Bennett came around, because he was accompanied by the fabulously fine ass of Maria, he said to hold up the
Batista does a better sign.
Since yes. Batista and Maria got it on. He didn't look thrilled with that sign.
Nope.
He saw it.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't like it.
No.
Anyway, so they battled, they were supposed to have a match, but Michael Bennett grabbed a chair, and Michael Legend was like, oh, you want to swing chairs? Let's swing chairs. So they changed it to a no disqualification match. And then they had a really fucking good match. Like it was pretty good for a house show. Well, what we thought was a house show, but yeah. It was really, really fucking good. There were chairs involved.
The guardrail.
They actually pulled the Ring of Honor guardrail out, threw it in the ring. They both ate that a couple of times, and it was really fucking good. And then.
Basically ended whenever Adam Cole, the RH champion, came out, and they end up handcuffing basically Elgin to the top rope.
No. This is Ring of Honor. They don't have money for handcuffs. They zip-tied him.
They zip-tied him. I'm sorry.
Yes. They zip-tied him to the top rope, and then they were beating the shit out of him, and then Michael Elgin's wife, Mischief, comes out, and she tries to stop them. Well, then Michael Bennett grabs her. And it's like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to either beat the shit out of him, or I'm going to cause him physical pain or emotional pain, and you have to tell him that I'm a better man than him, and you have to kiss me with tongue. Well, she spits on him. So then Adam Cole puts on a figure four leg lock.
Yes.
Yes.
And then he cuts off Michael Elgin's mullet.
Yes, Michael Elgin lost his mullet last night.
It was a sad day for all fans of mullets.
They cut it and then shaved part of his head.
That was a good mullet, actually.
It was a glorious mullet, man. They say his true talent lied within his mullet. We'll see.
That figures. Okay. Just like Samson.
I really like Adam Cole.
Yes.
He impressed me later in the night.
Yeah, that match he had with Ciampa was pretty good.
All right, next up was...
Intermission.
Intermission, yes. And as soon as I said, oh, it's intermission time, me, Dan, and Classic ran outside to go smoke. And I don't know, it was, what, 10 minutes? Something like that. It was
nice. 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, so gave us time to get up and stretch and all that good stuff.
I got to talk about the match that happened after intermission because that was the match of the night.
ACH against Silas Young. Now, first off, I just want to say for the record that Silas Young has the most glorious porno mustache I've ever seen in my entire life.
I'll put up a picture of that
stash. You know what my thought was on him? Whenever I first seen him, I was like, okay, this guy is like a Magnum TA wannabe. He almost, I mean, if he had a little bit more hair that was more mulletized, he would really look like Magnum TA.
Yeah. They were chanting, they look like Burt Reynolds and, you know, like I said, that was a glorious porno mustache. Never seen one like that. So anyway, what the hell was my... I can't even fucking remember what my avatar really is.
It is Angelina Love shaking her ass.
That's right.
I'm sitting there. Or Velvet Sky. Honestly, I don't know which one.
One of them. I don't know.
Not only that, in fishnets. Damn.
Yeah. Anyway.
I love fishnets.
So, ACH against Silas Young. If Burt Reynolds met Sergeant Slaughter.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway. This match fucking stole the show. Classic and Dan were saying that they compare ACH to compare him to Shawn Michaels of today. However, they say no because he has talent.
Yeah.
This match was, okay. I mean, he came out to me and I saw him and I thought he was screaming MVP. Like, that's all I could think of was that this is their version of MVP. Which it kind of was. You're talking about
a little bit, yeah.
But holy shit. This
match. It's kind of ruled MVP and Dolph Ziggler into one character.
Yes.
Yeah.
This match blew me away. Like, I was not expecting either one of these guys to be this good. Especially Silas Young. Silas Young comes out and I'm like, really? Really, man? You're going to wrestle? You're going to wrestle good? It was phenomenal. They did some shit I have never fucking seen. I mean, they didn't shy. Like, none of these guys really shied away from outside the ring. I mean, they were going outside. The only thing that threw me off on the night was I didn't realize they had a 20 count.
Yeah, me neither.
Because I'm like, they get to 10, and I'm like, oh, well, this sucks. And then Classic's like, no, they get 20 here. I'm like, really? That's strange. A 20 count. Okay.
Yeah, because it was like just one or two counts after that. I was like, wait a minute, Jason, help me.
Yeah. So anyway, the gist of this story is Silas Young beats ACH in a match of the night. I don't care who you are. This match was fucking awesome.
Yes.
I did not realize this, but he is Stan Hansen's nephew.
You know, he looks a little Stan Hansen-like.
Yeah, he's Stan Hansen is his uncle.
Huh. Okay.
And now
there's BJ. Yeah, I'm just checking out the Ring of Honor
roster
website here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to move on. And then we moved on to the Ring of Honor World title match between Adam Cole and Tommaso
Ciampa.
Yeah. And this was a really fucking good match, too.
Oh, yes.
This match actually impressed me with Adam Cole. And when Adam Cole gets signed to an NXT deal, that's going to be awesome.
Because I held up that sign a few times.
Yes.
And you know what? I even got helped with holding up signs, too.
Yes. Ran into a good friend of ours there. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
Adam Cole's young enough too where he can get signed.
How old is Adam Cole?
He's 24.
Holy shit, that's it?
Yeah.
Dude, he's got talent and he's got the charisma. And
I would be surprised if in the next 3 years he isn't under an NXT contract or in the WWE.
Here's what I'm concerned about with Adam Cole. They're going to sign him and then the Halbert factor's going to kick in and he's going to be an all heel and they're going to turn him face.
Probably so.
And then he's going to squander like The Miz and Dolph Ziggler and Del Rio. And
yeah.
Anyway, match of the night. Or not match of the night. Really good match. Adam Cole retains the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight title. And then our main event of the evening. We have the Briscoes, Jack and Jerry, against...
it was Jay and Mark, I think, is their actual names.
Oh, I thought it was Jack and Jerry.
No, because they run a body shop.
Oh, that's right.
And one of them's dead.
Oh, yeah. Against Red Dragon. And, you know, I ran into one of the Red Dragon guys outside when I was buying tickets. Didn't even know who the hell he was.
Yeah.
The
Bobby Fish, that's which one he ran into.
And I'm like, huh. Who would have thought it? Now I understand what all the hype is. Oh, is that her name?
What's the...
Celizia? Celizia.
All right.
At least I hope I'm pronouncing correct.
Okay, cool. Anyway, I understand what all the hype is from the Briscoes after seeing them in person. Some of the stuff I've seen online hasn't really done them justice. But seeing them in real life, they can... Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think that's her.
Oh, that is her. Yeah.
Yep, there's the legs.
Oh, Jesus.
Love those thighs.
Yeah. There she is again. Oh, and there's more of her. She's been a classics angel before, too. Anyway, so where the hell was I? Oh, yeah, the Briscoes are really, really talented. Not what I was expecting from those guys.
Redneck Karate.
Yes, Redneck Karate from the one with hair.
Yes.
And then they were doing some high-flying shit that I wasn't expecting from those guys. I mean, they're not very big, but they were really, really... I'm blown away. And Red Dragon was really fucking good, too. When I saw Bobby Fish when I was buying my tickets, wouldn't have expected the guy to be like that.
I know, because, I mean, he's actually a fairly small guy.
He is, but, man, it was... all these guys were doing shit that I'd never seen. And Red Dragon retained the Ring of Honor tag team titles. Let me tell you, this show made... When I got home, I had to set my DVR to record Ring of Honor this morning. Didn't watch it yet. Didn't get a chance to because we were busy.
I watched part of it.
And?
The one guy with the rat tail was on it.
Oh, was he?
Yes, he was.
Did he carry his hanky out there?
Yes, he did.
Okay, good.
All right.
But this, actually seeing it in person, I think has caused me to actually want to watch Ring of Honor.
All right.
So, hopefully I can actually get into this. I tried doing this last year with TNA and I just couldn't do it. However,
well, what helps Ring of Honor is it's only an hour.
Yes, and it's actually got talent. Yeah, there's talent there.
Yep.
Not that, you know. The only thing that bummed me out last night was not being able to see, like, Matt Hardy or AJ Styles or
right.
Kevin Steen and, you know, the guys I really wanted to see. I got to see Jay Lethal, though, so that was good. All in all, good time. I'm working on getting the pictures uploaded now. So,
okay.
So I took some pictures. I got several pictures of Maria's ass, the Briscoes. You know, holy shit, we got a Richard in the chat.
Yeah, bulk up.
It's Richard.
He's only like an hour late. All right, yep. So we're going to move on. Well, actually, final thoughts.
Fucking image link, of course.
Final thoughts on the show from you guys.
I would definitely go back again.
So would I.
I would almost pay the little bit extra to get a better seat next time, too. Not the $60 to get a ringside seat, but I would pay a little bit extra to get a better seat.
Yeah. You know, like maybe second or third row.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. I would pay 40, I guess, up to 40.
Yeah, I think I would too. I wouldn't pay the 60, but I'd pay the 40. Mm. Unless one of the big names was there, like AJ Styles, and I would pay to go watch AJ Styles. Because when we got to that one time when we went to the TNA house show and AJ Styles wrestled, he blew us away.
Yeah, he was really good too at that show.
This portion of the Hour Bomb is sponsored by my wife, Esther, for her sweet tea. All right, we're going to move on.
All right.
Time to go worldwide now. Now get the cards, the charts from my generation. I'll take the risk. Come on, come on, come on. Let's get it out. Go get the lots, the money. We're in this together and do it all. They said nothing's forever, and they refuse to see the change in me. All right, so we are just going to go over a short Monday Night Raw recap. Let's see. Seth Rollins turned on the Shield on Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. Let's see Blue Tista quit on Monday. And we have an ultimatum for the World Heavyweight title.
Yes, if Daniel Bryan can compete, then he will have to fight Kane in a stretcher match at Money in the Bank. If he cannot compete... then the title will be held above the ring instead of the briefcase for the Money in the Bank match.
So there you go. I still wish that they would have two Money in the Bank matches, though. One containing the contract and one for the world title, but...
Yeah.
Me too, but...
Of course, they don't listen to us.
No. Really, that's all I can remember happening on Raw. So, was not a good Raw. Other than that, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't memorable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a forgettable Raw.
Yeah.
I think there's a few things I see that angle-wise that are probably going to happen, but I'm going to save those for another segment.
All right, good, because we got like 23 minutes, so we got to blow through some shit.
Fair enough.
So, all right, so we're going to move on. It's time for Adrian's favorite segment of What Stinks. So, Adrian.
Yes.
Would you like to have the honors of going first tonight?
Honestly, I remember being pissed off about something, but I don't remember what it was.
Let's see. I'm just kind of skimming over Raw. Was it the Sandow in the Pacers jersey?
No, it wasn't that.
Kofi Kingston against Bo?
No, it wasn't that.
It wasn't the Stephanie thing. When Stephanie came out. The Stephanie and John Cena thing? I don't think it was that either.
I guess it's going to be related to that, yeah.
Well, no, you're pissed off about something. I'm trying to figure out what the hell it is.
I think it was from the pay-per-view. But I covered it that night, so... It just...
Alright. Yeah, I'm not really seeing anything great as far as what would have pissed you off. So, go ahead. What's your What Stinks?
My What Stinks is... I mean, just this whole thing where we're trying to get people to get back behind Cena a little bit more again by putting him against the Authority, because that doesn't really seem to be working too well. I don't know. I just didn't care for it.
All right. My What Stinks, the fucking Rusev Award ceremony. I mean, come on.
Wait, what?
God damn it, that was it.
Rusev, he got like... I'll tell you, you didn't come over Monday. Right. Rusev came out and... They had a Hero of the Russian Federation ceremony.
Are you serious? To honor
Rusev for his win at Payback. It was fucking dumb. It took too much goddamn time.
And it went on for 10 fucking minutes and nobody interrupted it.
Yes. It was dumb.
Wow.
It was fucking dumb.
I'm really glad I didn't watch it.
Well, it wasn't terrible. It was just... That was the... it was just terrible.
Basically, there was a lot more bad than there was...
However, we got to see Lana for 10 minutes.
Oh, ooh. Well, so there you go. That would be the good trade-off.
All right, Heath.
All right, so my What Stinks is of course, nothing having to do with Raw.
Okay.
But more of actually last night.
Okay.
Is I was actually hoping more of a reaction to the signs that I had.
Well, here's the thing, Heath. We went to an indie show. Indie wrestlers don't fucking care.
I mean, as far as from even the fans.
Oh, well, everyone that saw the signs laughed and thought they were funny.
Yeah. Well, apparently I didn't really see much of it.
Oh, yeah. We were showing them off to people, and everyone thought they were funny or, clever or whatever, so.
Yeah.
And you got some dirty looks from some referees and some wrestlers.
Yeah. You did.
Oh, my God. Towards the end of the night at that final match, oh, my God, that referee really gave me some looks.
Yeah, he did.
I was like, shit.
Who was the referee in that match? Which one was it? Was it the fat one or one of the skinny ones?
No, the fat guy got taken out during the Adam Cole.
That's right. He ate a knee from Adam Cole.
Yeah, and I just want to say, skinny ones.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. Those knees during the Adam Cole match, what's his name? Oh, man. They were great.
Yes.
All right. From the chat, we've got Richard. JBL, here's what's saying. JBL gushing over Bo Dallas. Bo is going to be gone in less than 2 years, so why make a big deal out of him?
Disagree more. Bo Dallas is the best thing about Raw today, and how dare you, Richard. He's got more talent than you. Maybe you just haven't been...
That's what we think of your opinion on that one, Adrian.
He's my Bo inspiration.
I can get behind you with Adam Rose. I'm fully behind you with Adam Rose, but I can't get behind Bo Dallas. I didn't like Dallas last year when he was called up for a little bit. I fucking hate Bo Dallas. Fuck you.
I love this gimmick, man. I just do. I don't know why. It's
Hooks. Here's what stinks. Would rather have seen Ambrose turn heel. Rollins is a high flyer, which tends to be more of a face. I have can't argue much with that. If anyone turned heel, I thought it was going to be Ambrose.
I can argue for them. Fine is shock factor. Nobody saw it coming. Like nobody.
Right.
Not even Stevie Wonder.
Let me. God. That. terrible, Heath. I just want to go back to last night. So I was asking Classic and Dan about what they thought of the Roman Reign or the Rollins turning heel and all that. And I even said, what do you guys think about Rollins turning heel? And Dan's like, oh, yeah, he turned heel and blah, 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 blah. And we're talking a little bit. And this kid, and I use the term loosely because he was probably 18, 20, something like that. You could tell there might have been something wrong with him. All right. And he comes up. He's wearing a Shield shirt. And he's like, pardon me, I hate to interrupt, but Seth Rollins is still a face. What? Oh, yeah, he's infiltrating the Shield because he's trying to get in their mind and blah, blah, blah. Okay, you have a nice day. So the three of us started walking in, and we're like, you know, we weren't poking fun at the guy. Don't get me wrong here. But we're like, you know, you just beat the shit out of a group twice in a row. You decimated them the night before, so now's the time to get in their heads, right?
And you made a guy quit.
Yeah, so now you need to get in their heads. No. I don't know. He's your classic Mark.
Okay.
So, there you go. All right, so we're going to move on.
All right.
Can you dig it, sucker?
Go for it, Adrian.
All right, I got a couple. I'll do one first, I'll come back to the other one.
Just do them both. Let's hurry this up.
Fine. All right. So, this Cody Rhodes Goldust thing, where Cody's trying to find the better tag team partner because he doesn't think he's good enough to beat the Goldust tag team partner. I see him using Bo Dallas to inspire Cody Rhodes to believe in himself again.
I don't know if I can get behind that one, man. It sounds like it's something that they would do, but I don't know.
It really does sound like something that they would do.
He can convince Cody that he's better than his brother and turn on him.
You know, I gotta admit, it does sound like something that they really would do at this point. Don't like it, but...
Hey, did you know that on this box of zebra cakes, you got $8 off admission to the San Diego Zoo?
Wow.
Yeah, let's try to San Diego for $8 off. All right, Adrian, what's your other one?
All right, my other one is Bray Wyatt wins Money in the Bank.
I'll take that shit. And why, Adrian?
Well, it would be the greatest cash-in ever.
All right.
I mean, just think about this, all right? You hear, like, the champion whoever ends up being is beaten down and, like, battered. Then the Bray Wyatt sound effect thing happens on TV. It comes back on, and Bray's in the middle of the ring with the briefcase and hands it to the ref.
That would be awesome.
That would be fantastic.
All right, guys. I'm going to do a cop-out. We talked about this last night. The new member of the Shield, Joey Mercury.
No, he's fat and out of shape, apparently, so it's not going to work.
No.
Okay. Heath, you got one?
Unfortunately, I do not because of the fact I did not watch Raw at all.
And the Heath sound.
Yes. Of course.
All right. Richard, can you dig it? Adrian Neville will be the new member of the Shield in the next 2 months. Can't dig that.
I could see it maybe happening, but I'm not going to say no. I can't really dig it.
Okay. So we're going to move on. The new season of the Bet started this week. It's actually a decent race. We don't know what we're playing for yet. We need opinions from the listeners, so hopefully we'll get those soon. We're going to take the best one and figure it out from there. All right. So at the end of week one, we've got Team Adrian and Team Heath tied at 25.
Really?
Yes, and I got 46 points.
Holy shit.
No, I'm lying. I got 16 points. I'm lying, guys. Anyway, so me and Adrian decided, because I wanted to wait until tonight's draft, but he was pushing for us drafting last week.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see what kind of shakeup they were going to have. So we were talking. If I would have known Cesaro and Barrett would be feuding, I wouldn't have taken both of them. Had Adrian known that Rollins was going to turn, he would have taken Rollins and Reigns. So the deal we worked out, effective tomorrow, I traded Cesaro for Seth Rollins, right?
Yes.
There we go. Correct. Sorry, effective tomorrow. Hopefully it works out for me.
Best of luck to you.
Can't work out any worse. Cesaro's lost twice in a week. So, yeah. All right, we're going to move on. It's time for America's favorite game show. It's not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal. Hell, not even Jeff, but... Do you want to help me out here, Adrian?
I was going to let you do it, because I did the thing afterwards.
Okay. Jizz Jams!
In your face!
Here's how the show works. We're going to play three themes for Heath. If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he will win himself a shit-free show next week. And this week, I actually gave him a fighting chance of his own.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it, apparently.
I started scrolling through my themes, and he just told me to stop. So
yeah, it's basically theme roulette.
Pretty much.
And apparently I got...
You didn't do so hot.
Three bullets.
Okay, so Heath cannot see what we're doing, so please feel free to play along in the chat. Here's first theme number one. Sorry, the chat's got it. Okay. And your time starts now.
And I know they're going to kick my ass later on.
Oh, God, yes.
Which, again, sorry, people. My thing is not wrestling themes to remember. My thing is more of pop culture.
This was kind of a substantial...
I mean, I've heard of people choking, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah. We need an answer.
Crickets.
The correct answer we're looking for, the real answer, would be Chris Benoit.
You mean Dean Malenko?
That's what we told you last night. We're like, yeah, that's Chris Benoit. I mean, Dean Malenko.
Jeez.
So, yeah, that was Chris Benoit. Good job, Heath. Yeah.
And that was the easiest theme, I'm sure.
Yes. Here is theme number two. Are you ready?
Yeah. What the fuck? This is one of them that I chose?
Yes, you told me.
No, I can't see over there.
Okay.
Trust me, my eyesight's not that good.
No, you were wrong. And your time starts now.
Did I get it, Jason?
The chat room does have.
Okay.
God, I don't know.
You have a lifeline.
Yeah, I always have a lifeline, but the problem is Adrian, I don't really have much of
it. Did you see that giant tarantula the other night?
I did.
I mean, that tarantula was huge.
It was.
What about that Japanese buzzsaw that one night? I mean, that thing was awesome.
Yeah, no. It's over. Do you have an answer?
I mean, huh?
The spider?
God, I don't... It was the Japanese buzzsaw, Tajiri.
Okay.
Remember ECW, he shot the green shit out of his mouth? It wasn't the Great Muta?
Well, remember, I didn't watch too much ECW.
Well, no, he was in WWE for a while, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do.
That was his WWE theme. He did the tarantula, and after the first time the WWE officials saw him do it in the ring, they're like, don't ever do that again.
Ah, okay.
And for shits and giggles, if anyone gets this, I'll be amazed.
What the fuck? This was seriously one?
This is the first one you picked. I just mixed up the order.
Wow. Does anybody have it?
No. Adrian is wrong. I'm going to start using this as a music for a segment or something. This is fucking great.
No.
I have no idea what the fuck this is.
I may use this for the dumbass songs of the week from now on.
Go for it.
You know what? I have a new guess.
Okay.
Should I just hit or wait?
Just go ahead.
Go ahead.
Alright, is it Harvey Lippman?
Negative.
Damn it.
Wow,
we're almost done with the theme. The correct answer is Chester McCheesington.
Wow,
which I never even heard of.
That is.
All right, so Heath, the judges have added it up, and your final tally is?
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
And the usual sound effect that Heath is used to hearing. So there we go.
Yes.
All right. How much time I got left, Heath? Probably not much.
Give me a second.
He's got a mouthful of white stuff. Oh, yeah. We got 9 minutes. All right. So we can either hit, try to hit LT's question from last week or do some news.
We should do LT's question from last week.
Are you ready for LT's question from last week?
What was the question?
The alien thing, and we get show him like five matches and all that good stuff?
Oh, yeah, I've got five matches.
Okay, good. So with that being said.
Yeah, we coming now.
All right, so. Let me get the email pulled up so I can get the wording on the email correct. So essentially his question was, aliens showed up and wanted to know what wrestling was. And we had to show him five matches to explain to him what wrestling was. What five matches would they be?
All right.
I think I'm pretty damn close to it. All
right.
Yes.
So are we just giving all five our matches at once?
Sure, why not?
All right. I'm going to say, with my first one, I'm going to say a match we saw last night.
The ACH against...
Edge versus Silas Young match.
You know, mine are in no particular order, but I was going to go with that one as well, because that was one of my favorite matches.
I would show him that match. I would show him the match from the first One Night Stand, where I think it was Tommy Dreamer and the Sandman against the Dudley Boys.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I would show him the Stone Cold Steve Austin Bret Hart match from WrestleMania 13. I would show him the Shawn Michaels Undertaker match from WrestleMania 25. And I would show him the Steamboat Savage match from WrestleMania 3.
All right, so I'm going ACH and Silas Young. I will go Edge and Mick Foley against Tommy Dreamer and Terry Funk from the second One Night Stand.
That was actually a six-man tag, Jason.
Oh, yeah, with Francine and with Beulah and Lita.
Lita, yes.
I forgot that they were actually involved in the match. But now I remember that Edge pinned Beulah, and it was fucking great. Anyway.
With the pelvic thrust.
Yes. So there's that match. I would show them probably Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon WrestleMania 10.
Okay.
What is that, three? I would show them...
Yes.
CM Punk against John Cena on Monday Night Raw from last year.
Okay.
And probably, oh God, Savage Steamboat.
Or if I had to replace the Silas Young match, though, I would replace it with the Cesaro Orton match from SmackDown earlier this year.
That was good. Or if I took out that the match from last night, I would put in probably the Bret and Austin match.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see, for me. Definitely ACH and Silas Young. Because that really was a good match last night.
That's one of the best I've ever seen.
I also was thinking of, as far as Cena and CM Punk.
Okay.
Because that definitely was a great match as well. I also was thinking of Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels.
Okay. Undertaker and Punk was good, too. That's a runner-up.
And I would actually have Austin versus The Rock as being one.
Which time?
Was it WrestleMania 18, I think it was?
Okay, that's right. Probably their best match. So, okay, yeah, yes. I would go with that one, too.
All right, touche for that one.
How many is that right now?
Four. Was that five?
No, it's not
that's
five.
That's four.
Four, okay. And you know, just because I really loved Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, definitely Savage versus Steamboat.
All right,
they had one of the best matches I've ever seen.
Richards five, America's Most Wanted versus Triple X from TNA in 2004. Match number four, Survivor Series, the 2001 Elimination Match.
I think he's talking about the Elimination Chamber match.
Match three is Savage Steamboat. Match two, El Generico versus Kevin Steen, Ladder Wars match, and his number one match would be Bret and Austin.
Yeah, the El Generico-Kevin Steen Ladder Wars match, look it up on YouTube, Jason. It's pretty freaking awesome.
I may have to. All right.
Well, you know who El Generico is, right?
Sin Cara?
No, it's Sami Zayn.
Oh, is that really who it is?
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, El Generico is Sami Zayn.
Oh, no, Richard's saying the WCW versus WWF match from 2001.
Oh, okay, I know what match he's talking about now. All right.
The
winner-take-all match. Okay.
Yeah, okay. No, I did not realize that El Generico was Sami Zayn.
Yes.
Why? Welcome to WWE. You need to change your fucking name to something retarded. I'll have to look at that match.
Well, he wrestled under... He was El Generico. He was a Mexican wrestler, and he's Canadian.
That's fucking funny. That's all I have to say. All right. With that, ladies and gents, we're done for tonight.
Works for me.
How much time I got left, Heath? 3 minutes. Hot damn. You guys do know that Kayfabe News is just filler, right?
Yeah, I know. But we didn't talk about the other stuff I wanted to talk about, but that's fine.
Like what? Oh, the countdowns?
Yes.
Yeah, it's because I didn't get a chance to watch them this weekend. I've been fucking busy all weekend.
But, you know, it's actually kind of a good thing anyway because of the fact we did have, you know, Ring of Honor to talk about.
Oh, God, if we wouldn't talk about Ring of Honor for half the fucking show, I don't know what the hell we would have done.
I know, because it did take up literally half the show.
His name was the generic luchador in Ring of Honor.
Oh.
I'm going to have to look some of this shit up. All right, Adrian, what do we got coming up on the network? Don't fucking say just shows.
Good shows.
Oh, God. Let me hold your hand.
True. They are good shows.
Let me hold your hand and
watch. All right, now let me drop this shit for you right now, all right? Monday, you got Talk TNA with Dave and Claudia as they break down your TNA week for you, where nobody showed up at a baseball field. I'm sure that might not come up, but because they usually focus on the better stuff with TNA.
2 weeks in a row, you got her name.
Yes, I know. Tuesdays, you got FTW over on FTWLive.com, and their podcast will be available on our website after the fact, probably the next day. Wednesday night at 8/7 Central, you got Shooting from the Hip with the original Dan Phillips, Michael Klasick, and Sean Big Daddy Brown. Thursday nights at 9/8 Central, you got the Wrestling Niche with the Angry Aborigines, Jake Mullins, and the illustrious Kyle Robinson.
Hey, asshole.
Oh.
Don't you dare. Don't you.
And they break down ROH's weekly show on their show, among us, talk about other stuff in wrestling.
Hey, I got a message for Kyle.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
My client, Brock Lesnar, conquered the streak!
Really?
You know what? I'm going to try to be on their show Thursday, so I would deliver that message for you.
Okay. Good, thank you.
No problem.
All right. And then also, on Sunday nights, the most interactive show on the TWR network. That's right. You'll be back with us, the Hour Bomb.
That's right.
All
right.
And then also...
Also on the website, check out Classics Angels. That's Michael Klasick finds you the hottest hotties on the internet from the wrestling world. And check out articles written by Paul Jordan throughout the week.
Wow.
Did I cover it all?
Did you do homework? Did you actually plan this out for once?
No, actually, I just did it all off the top of my head because that's how I roll. Because I am the real voice of the voiceless on this show.
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
The true voice of the voiceless just told you you had a vagina.
Well, I am the voice of the voice of the voiceless.
No, that's Paul Heyman.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm the voice of the voice of the voice of the voiceless.
Okay, that's a little bit better.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, you can also send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. Send us a message on Facebook. If you don't like something we said on the show, take it up to the complaints department, the Rodfather.
Yes.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, believe me, he'll read me a new one.
We didn't talk about Boob Awareness Month either.
Oh, son of a bitch. That's right. For the month of June and maybe July and August and September, the Honor Bomb is wants to bring to you. How the fuck was it worded? Hold on. Let me pull up one of these real quick. We're still a little bit early for what we normally get out of here.
Which is fine. We got a little time to work with.
Give me just a second here, fellas.
That's all right. I'm just.
I talked to the show's intern.
Okay.
And we all know who the intern is.
Yep.
That would be Mr. James Markoff.
Uh-huh.
And we have several of them. Stephanie's Gonzaga's Appreciation Month.
Okay.
Steph's Hooter Appreciation Month by the Hour Bomb.
Okay.
Steph's Tits Appreciation Month by the Hour Bomb.
Okay.
Stephanie's Boo Month by the Hour Bomb.
Okay.
That's all we got. He texted me something. He's like, hey, you think that's funny? And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, do it. Make some more. He's something like that. Oh, he posted a picture of Stephanie from Payback with tight dress and her boobs. Mm-hmm. Looking really nice. And he posted a picture. I'm like, boobs. And so he's like, hey, let me go ahead, you know, make the Hour Bomb Boob Stephanie Appreciation Month. I'm like, that's fine. So he made one. I'm like, dude, find something from the Attitude Era. She wore some skanky fucking shit in the end, and man, he did a good job.
Oh, yes.
So thank you, Rodfather.
We appreciate it.
So, all
every
right.
guy in America appreciates it.
Yes, they are fucking fabulous tits. Anyway, so with that being said, I don't have anything else. You guys have anything else?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good.
I feel like we forgot something.
I think it's because this week we didn't really have anybody to bring on the show other than just
we didn't have ourselves. A whole lot to do, and we sped through the last half of the show really fast.
That is true. But like, I mean, like we did say earlier, I mean, first half of the show was nothing but ROH.
I guess. Adrian, do you get the feeling that we're forgetting something?
I'm forgetting to be fucking not here anymore. I'm ready to go.
Okay. So I guess with that being said, we will call it a night. Hold on. I gotta find it. Where the hell was it? There it is. I think I'm gonna make this our ending when we get to the ending. Because then we're finally to the end.
And we're like, yay! Alright.
So, once again, I am your host, the intellectual savior of the network, the illustrious Jason Hubbard, saying adios, motherfuckers. I gotta stop that now, and I gotta go back up here.
The big Aider Masters is out of here.
And the Jizma.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath saying so long.
Me being the big loser this week at 16 points, I picked a song. I decided to go some old school Triple H.
Did you really?
Yes.
Are we talking the Blue Blood?
No, God, no. But seeing Stephanie.
God, no.
Seeing Stephanie McMahon's boobs put me in the Attitude Era. And then I thought of some Triple H music. And then I thought of one of my favorites that wasn't done by Motorhead.
Okay.
So there you go. So, once again, we will try to do this again. First off, before I go, I just want to thank you for all, like, three people that showed up tonight. So thank you, guys.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Anyway, so with that being said, we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
Hour Bombed.
Toodles.
One cell. Is this on? Yo, Jimmy, hit me with that Triple H. Yeah, you let the music keep playing, Mr. Dumb Shit. Yo, tell me whose time it is now. Yeah, just kicking it up here.
Don't you understand your own confusion?